You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner takes us on a journey today down the Great King's Road, the El Camino Real.
There was a time when our region was at the center of great contention among the European powers. What was at stake was nothing less than which of the great European countries would control all or most of North America during the 1500s through the 1700s. The British, French, and Spanish each went to great lengths to establish colonies and to dominate the huge trackless interior of the continent, as well as its coastal areas. Spain was the first to make this attempt. Her explorers mapped the Gulf of Mexico coastline from Florida down to Central America, and then further south. Her conquistadors trekked all over the American South, Mexico, and down into Central and South America as well. Britain hugged the long Atlantic coast, and France dominated Canada as well as the Mississippi River Valley. Unlike the French and British, the Spanish created an extensive system of roads and trails that linked its major colonial outposts. Emanating from Mexico City, these roads spread up the western coast of the continent deep into California. Others struck north into what is today New Mexico and Arizona. Yet another system crossed the Rio Grande River into Texas. Crossing at multiple points, at least four different trails followed American Indian trails to San Antonio. From the mission system established there, the Spanish trails continued to the northeast, moving through modern-day New Braunfels and San Marcos and on to Bastrop and Bryan, then Crockett and Alto, before reaching Nacogdoches and San Augustine. From there, they crossed the Sabine River and terminated at their administrative center at Losadeas, only about 12 miles from modern-day Nacogdoches. Losadeas was important because it was not only the northeastern outpost for this trail, but it was the administrative center for Texas for 50 years. The road system between Losadeas and Mexico City encompassed about 2,500 miles on its various branches. The Spanish government established settlements, Roman Catholic missions, and presidios all along these routes. These roads were known as the El Camino Real, or King's Highway. They allowed military units to travel quickly and efficiently wherever they were needed. They also became the migrant paths for immigrants, merchants, and fortune seekers long after the Spanish abandoned their holdings. The French, to a minor degree, and, on a much larger scale later, the Americans in the early 1800s, connected new roads from Natchez, Mississippi to Nacogdoches. This expansion fostered trade and settlement, and later allowed the El Camino Real to become the first of the cattle drive routes. Over its vast length, the roads traversed mountains and deserts, then great coastal plains, before entering the piney wood hills of our region. They also passed through a series of native and transplanted cultures. This allowed for true multicultural diversity and spread plants and animals and people of different origins and customs all along the way. For more than 150 years, the armies of Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, and the United States trekked along these routes. This influx of people, with settlers in the wake, led to the revolt against Mexico, Texas independence, and later statehood. Fittingly, in 2004, the United States government created the El Camino Real de los Tejas National Historic Trail. In many ways, this route defines us as a region. It helps describe who we are and how we got here. If you get the opportunity, drive part of it and see what our forebears saw. Along the way, look at the town names and see how the cultures were created on top of each other. This is a great way to see how our history matters.